Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:13. Good morning. How's your weekend?
It was excellent.
It was out of town.
It was. I went to visit friends who live in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, which is just outside Philadelphia.
For those of you who never heard of Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, just in case.
Okay. And what, you hung out with them all weekend?
I did indeed. Took the train into the other city on the East Coast, which is New York. Saw a little show called Moulin Rouge. It was an ode to current pop music. It was pretty cool.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. They updated it. Like, the movie used music that was appropriate for when it came out, which was right about 2001.
Yeah.
And now they did the Broadway play, and it used music from today, and it was excellent.
Any stuff we play on the radio here?
All the things.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
I did nothing.
That's good.
And I enjoyed it.
Good.
I mean, nothing.
Like, just watch some TV?
Well, I went to a car show yesterday.
Oh, there you go.
And I realized my car was nicer than some of the cars in the car show, so I kind of giggled to myself.
Well, why didn't you put your car in said car show?
Because I think it's just a car.
Fair enough.
But there were just cars in this car show.
Oh, okay.
However, there were nice ones, too. 63 Cobra. Oh,
Whoa.
So I said, you local? The guy goes, yep. And I said, how long have you owned this car? He said, 2 years.
Oh.
I'm like, where'd you get it? He goes, I had to drive to Tennessee for it. Anyway, I get one of the fire companies in Point Township, and you know what? I don't know which one. Sorry. Had the car show at the Surplus Outlet
and
the American Legion parking lot.
Very
kind
nice.
Of spread it out there. So that was kind of neat.
But they grilled some stuff back in the pavilion there?
Yeah, they had somebody selling hot dogs or something. I don't know.
There you go.
But it was pretty neat.
Nice.
And one of our favorite listeners was there with his tripped out van.
Oh, and Phil.
Phil Martin. He's like, hey, Morgan. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
That van is so cool.
Yeah.
It is.
The one thing I did see that I thought was amazing was when you just looked at it, it looked like a tripped out four-door pickup truck, full size, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the guy sitting next to the truck was in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, is this your truck? And he said, yeah. And I said, it's really nice. I love black on black. And he goes, watch this. And he pressed a button and the whole side of the truck opened up.
What?
And lowered so he could get his wheelchair in
there. No way.
I've never seen anything like that.
That's cool.
And I said, this is the most tripped out vehicle I've ever seen with a blue placard hanging from the rearview mirror. He was like, thank you.
Very cool.
Other than that, just hung out and watched some TV, as in Little League World Series and Southern Columbia winning in South Carolina. We'll talk about that later, but hey, SoCo dominating, huh?
Yes, indeed. A shutout.
Yeah. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV.
To combat the skyrocketing rate of package thefts from porches, online retailers must open locations where customers can safely pick up their orders. And while they're at it, they must store other products at these locations that people might also need. In fact, they could call these locations stores.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Absolutely love that song from the 90s. Husband and wife duo, they called themselves Everything But the Girl. They got their name from a furniture store commercial.
Really?
Where it said save on everything but the girl, because it was a girl in the ad.
Oh my goodness.
That's where they got their name. I just thought it was cool.
That's funny.
Anyway, thought I'd throw it in there. Hey, today's a very special day for somebody like Laura.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot!
You ain't nothing but a hound.
How about that, huh?
Just a walk in my dog.
I'll show you how to walk in the dog.
It is National Dog Day.
Woo-hoo.
And Murphy has off today.
Murphy has off.
It's in his contract. Yep, it's in his contract.
Okay, because I was going to ask, why is he not here today then?
National Dog Day.
He gets to spend the day basking in bed a little bit later than usual.
Okay, that's good.
Does he get any extra dog treats? Or,
of course he does, and so does MacGyver. Let's not forget about MacGyver.
Let's not forget your other dog.
Of course.
Does he get to chew the sofa and not get yelled at? I mean, what?
No.
Does he get to pee on the rug? I don't know.
He will get to steal some socks out of the laundry, and I'll be kinder than normal.
Can't eat them.
It's his favorite thing to do, man. He'll disappear, and then he comes out all prancy.
all prancy and happy.
And look at me. Hey, look at me. And you're like, what do you have? Why do you have my t-shirt in your mouth? He just collects my clothes.
He never collects your husband's clothes, though.
No, it's just mine.
He always picks yours out.
He must just taunt you.
No, he's a mama's boy.
No. He doesn't taunt me.
That's not taunting when you're a dog.
That's also a golden retriever thing. They always have to have something in their mouth. Like, they like to carry things around.
How about a foot?
Right. MacGyver does not go and fetch me things. He has that big smile. Yes. Last night, man, he was sitting on the couch and he was like panting a little bit because we shut off the AC. It was like cooler out.
Yeah.
So I opened some windows and he's just sitting there.
A big smile.
Yeah.
It's because it's like Christmas Eve to him. He knows tomorrow's National Dog Day.
There you go.
He's sitting around going, yeah.
They both know they're getting some biscuits, some bones, and probably a trip to roll in the mud at the farm. So.
How can it be better than that, right?
Not bad.
It's like a dog's Christmas right
now. Yes. What did George Carlin used to say? What does a dog do on his day off? Lay around? No, that's his job. What does he do on his day off? So, congratulations if you have a dog. Give him, what are you supposed to do? Give him extra treats today.
Give them extra treats today.
There you go. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:44. Yesterday, two great things in sports were going on at the same time. But before we talk about them, I thought it was totally cool that Drew Brees, the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, sent a message to the Louisiana Little League team.
Hey, Team Louisiana, River Ridge, this is Drew Brees. Man, you guys have made us so proud. Congratulations on winning the United States Championship. I know you guys play for the big one, the world title against Curacao. Man, we are cheering for you guys. I will be with my boys, watching you guys, cheering you on. Man, can't wait to watch it, all right? Hey, do your best, have fun, never quit. Just know how proud we are of you. We love to watch you boys play.
When he said he would be with his boys, he wasn't talking about the New Orleans Saints football team. He has a whole bunch of sons, three or four little boys. So I thought that was great. And then,
of course,
the game yesterday on ESPN.
11 pitches, 10 foul balls. Off speed, laced, and Wiltz catches it. And Louisiana is your Little League World Series champion.
Now, that was so cool because they lost their first game to Hawaii, and teams usually don't come back, and they came all the way back to become the world champions. I was flipping between that and the SoCo game.
Yes.
Right? I was mostly watching the SoCo game until halftime, and then I thought, I should concentrate on the Little League game because SoCo just dominated.
They did.
Hammond, South Carolina.
I think people nationally were surprised.
Yes, they were. Now, both teams are back-to-back. I mean, they've won two state championships in their states, back-to-back. And one was like, I don't know, the star players just were played against perfectly. Julian was triple-covered most of the time.
Yes, he was.
So he was a non-factor. And then the defensive end for South Carolina that everybody's talking about was double-blocked.
Mm-hmm.
He was usually taken care of by a tackle and a tight end or whatever. So then, well, who do you look at, right? They seem to forget a running back on SoCo.
He
wasn't even talked about until he had two touchdowns.
Right, Gage Garcia.
And they were like, and his brother was playing right next to him. So they were like, well, these Garcia boys are putting on a show or something like that.
The Garcia boys are very, very good.
They put on a show all the time.
The whole Southern Columbia team, the bench is deep.
Yep.
It is. The bench is deep, and that's the quality of the program. I could not be prouder of my Tigers.
What was said early in the game, too, it'll be interesting to see if Southern Columbia could take care of this large defensive line of Hammond. And they did.
And they absolutely did shut them out. And the thing is that Hammond, they're no slouch, right?
That's
right. So a couple of back-to-back state champions, how many 70-some-odd games in a row they won? Like crazy statistics.
Somebody's winning streak was coming to an end yesterday.
And it was Hammond.
It was South Carolina, yeah. Every time they showed Coach Jim Roth on a close-up shot, I would yell out, "That's my boy!" I don't know why I was yelling that. Just because I know him? What? I don't know.
It's really funny, though.
That's my boy.
I saw posts all over social media from area alumni, not just Southern Columbia alumni, but people who grew up in Central Pennsylvania have since moved away. The one post was great. She's like, I'm watching Central Pennsylvania football on TV in Montana? What?
Yeah, it was on ESPN, man.
It was on ESPN. So it's so cool for the whole area that a little teeny tiny town like Catalissa and Elysburg.
Calling it a farm town.
Yeah, I mean, the school's in between towns.
Yeah. I thought it was great.
Yeah, and, it was amazing.
And I think the announcers, and they're trained to say what they're supposed to say, I think they were a little surprised because they were expecting a real close game.
Same.
So, Co, you want to do some kind of cheer? You got some kind of fight song you want to do for us?
I mean, on Flashback Friday, we always should be playing Eye of the Tiger. That's just what we should be doing.
I think we will. 94KX and Tom and Laura in the morning.
I made it.
You have a peanut butter waffle in your mouth. I almost caught you off guard there.
No, I'm good. Don't worry.
It smells good, man.
Thanks. Do you want some?
No, I'm good. I had the old brand cereal this morning.
Okay.
Men my age do that, you know. Got to keep yourself regular. Earlier this hour, we talked about the fact that it's National Dog Day, and Murphy, the morning show dog, has the day off. It was in his contract.
It was.
Yeah.
Part of his rider.
There it is. Do they call it a rider when it's a dog contract?
They do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's some facts about your dog. 86% of dog owners will tell their dog, I love you, at least once a month. You probably do it daily.
All the time.
All the time.
I love them.
Yeah. You know, and it's true. We can't just talk about Murphy the Morning Show dog. There is MacGyver back home.
Of course, he's
the best snuggler on the planet.
Right. And he doesn't come in on the morning show because he ate one of our interns once. It was terrible.
Yes.
It's just terrible.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, no.
73% of us buy their dog at least one gift a month.
Mine gets some in their box from Chewy.
There it is. It's delivered. From Chewy. What a great website. 68% of us sleep with their dogs in bed.
Well, there you go.
Murph is in his crate. The Mackie Doodles is at the end of the bed.
Mackie Doodles. 79% of women and 76% of men think that showing love toward a dog is attractive.
It's a red flag if someone is mean to animals.
Well, yeah. Oh, definitely.
So that's what I mean. Like, so if you're being affectionate towards a dog.
Just like petting them and hugging them and stuff.
Exactly.
Not like licking them.
No. Okay. We already had that kissing your dog conversation.
Yes, we did.
Yes. We don't need to have that again.
It went astray. 39% of women and 23% of men with dogs would rather hang out at home with them than go out on a date.
Oh.
See, here's actually a piece of advice to any single ladies out there. Take your dog on the date with you and then see how your dog reacts to your potential love interest. If they're creeped out and weirded out, it's a good barometer.
You know, the old adage, you can't fool kids or dogs.
There it is.
A kid will tell you exactly what they think. I had one of those. And a dog, if he doesn't like it, he just doesn't like it. 86% of dog owners say their dog helps comfort them.
It's a companion. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. 65% of dog owners say owning a dog makes them more loving.
I guess I could see that.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Unless you're helping somebody's leg, you know, you just can't do that. But
Lord.
Anyway, 64% look forward to coming home because of their dog.
I could never live without an animal in the house. Seriously.
That is pretty clear on your radar.
Like, ever.
It is not clear on this guy's radar.
Like, what do you do when you're by yourself with no other living creature in the house?
Yeah, what do you do, Matt?
You flip on the tube.
Okay.
No.
I go
Sometimes
home.
Sometimes I just talk to the dog. Like, I don't even turn on TV half the time.
I go home and hug a couch pillow.
What?
Because I have no dog.
I just don't understand it. Like, what do you do without an animal in the house? I don't get it.
There's plenty you can do without an animal.
It doesn't compute in my brain.
And just under 2/3 of us say that having a dog has taught them to be more patient.
Yes.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
I'm thinking I need a dog.
I think you do, too.
Yes, you do.
This is caller 9 on the Ford Fun Line. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're qualified to win the Penn State tickets.
All right.
All right, who's this?
Kevin Lahr.
Where are you from?
Sunbury.
All right, man. Idaho is going to Penn State, and you might be there. Listen Friday, okay?
All right, sounds good.
You bet it sounds good. We'll qualify people all week, and then right here with Tom and Laura Friday, we'll find out who the winner is.
That's right. So be sure to listen all day long to 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
The recipients of the hair loss tattoo, the tattoo that makes a bald head look like a shaved head, need to tell me exactly who they think they're fooling. How about this? Instead of a tattoo of nubs on your head, tattoo a face up there. That way, when you look down at your phone, people think you're still paying attention.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Monday morning. Time for birthday buddies. Isn't that song just enough? We don't really need you adding anything to it. Where's Toto when you need him?
Where's Weezer?
What's that?
Yeah. Weezer and or Toto.
Toto.
Yeah, no, I like the original too.
There it is. Musical birthdays. Speaking of Toto, who do we have here? Three names, trust me, you won't recognize.
Ready? Oh boy, okay.
Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly is 34 years old today.
Is that the same as R. Kelly?
No. Oh. It's Brian Kelly. He is with Florida Georgia Line.
Mm, okay. Ah,
nobody
okay.
knows these dudes.
Yeah.
Here's another one for you. Adrian Young. I forget how old he is, but he is the drummer for the band No Doubt, who he played earlier today. Another name you don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I got nothing.
And finally, Valerie Simpson.
Ashley's sister? Like Jessica? No.
Nope. Ashford and Simpson reunited and it feels so good.
Okay.
Those are your musical birthdays. Please don't sing. Now it's time to do the local heroes, the local birthday buds that we call Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
That's pretty strong for a Monday.
It was.
Barb Hartman is 62 years old today. Happy birthday, Barb.
Linda Rank is 66.
Penny Larson is 33. Happy birthday.
Brenda Smith from Beavertown is 58 today.
Mandy Rother from Lewisburg is 34.
Shannon Fisher is 41. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Denise Zekman from Sunbury. She's 44 today.
A very happy birthday to Jody Teeter from Clingerstown, 49 today.
Sharon Salchard is 59. Happy birthday.
Aaron Tressler is 41 today.
Julia Mahoney from Shamokin is 37.
Sylvia Walker from Northumberland is 63. Happy birthday.
Heather Hardert from Northumberland is 46 today.
Julie Whitmer is 43.
Tammy Boyer from Seals Grove is 47. Happy birthday.
Jacqueline Karras is 51 today.
Kendra Faust from Milton is 23.
Tim Reeder from Clingerstown, 56. Happy birthday.
Kim Rao from Lewisburg is 51.
Nobody on the text club this morning?
Nothing on Facebook.
But everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX textbook page. You can text us at 49330 or call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Always worth that drive to Route 45.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:45. National Dog Day. Keep the photos coming in. What's up with this NASA astronaut? The story is so bizarre.
I know, I know.
Where's the Space Force when you need it?
Where is Space Force when you need it?
The first astronaut ever to commit a crime in outer space. She was hacking into her ex's bank account.
So interesting.
On NASA time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's just weird, isn't it?
There's no jurisdiction in space.
Ah, good point.
It's kind of like when you want to do something illegal and so you go out into international waters where they can't get you.
I think there's still jurisdiction in the water, though, but that does bring up an excellent question.
Can she be charged?
Can she was be in charged outer space? In space?
Yeah. I don't think she can.
You can only get arrested by Mr. Spock, who, by the way, is fictitious, so... Or maybe Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk will lay the smack down.
I'm going to look into this story because this morning I read it and I couldn't believe it. And I was like, wait, what?
What?
A United States astronaut committing, would that be cyber crime?
It's probably some sort of cyber crime.
Outer space cyber crime? Just weird.
Super weird.
It's the weirdest story that we've done on this show that didn't come from Florida.
Well, I mean, maybe they were over Florida?
Cape Canaveral, maybe? I don't know.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg. For current features and showtimes, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Ewan McGregor is reprising his Star Wars role as Obi-Wan Kenobi in a new series. The Disney Plus project with McGregor drew big cheers when it was announced Friday at the D23 Expo fan event. The untitled series is among a number of splashy projects that Disney is banking on to make its new streaming platform competitive. The audience of about 6,000 people voiced enthusiasm for another Star Wars-related series, The Mandalorian, which producers set in an unexplored time period for the space saga. Disney Plus also announced that Hilary Duff will return as a grown-up version of the title character in Lizzie McGuire.
I think we're all way more excited
about that than we are about anything to do with Star Wars.
I can't. Right?
An adult Lizzie McGuire.
I'm super duper excited for this.
Really?
The Lizzie McGuire movie is a guilty pleasure of mine.
Okay.
So you'll be signing up for the Disney Plus.
Do you know what? It's not a bad deal. It's $12.99 a month for Disney Plus Hulu, and then they throw in ESPN because they happen to own it. Seriously.
Well, Disney owns everything.
Yeah, right? I mean,
the only thing they don't own is Walmart.
I already have Hulu, so I don't know. I might hop on that bandwagon.
Okay, well, then we'll all go over to Laura's house, and we'll watch Lizzie McGuire together.
No, you just share the passwords. I mean, we can have a Lizzie McGuire viewing.
We can't talk about that.
Sure we can. Everybody talks about that.
Not on the radio.
17 people are using my Netflix account as we speak.
Last month, Leonardo DiCaprio and some other activists launched an environmental organization called Earth Alliance. And yesterday, DiCaprio announced that they're putting up $5 million to help combat the wildfires that have been burning up the Amazon. They're also asking for donations. DiCaprio said, quote, 100% of your donation will go to partners who are working on the ground to protect the Amazon. Earth Alliance is committed to helping protect the natural world. You can learn more about the fund or donate at ealliance.org. And looking at the box office, this was a little bit of a surprise. The number one movie over the weekend was Angel Has Fallen, which opened to $21.3 million, more than really anybody thought that was going to do.
Wow.
I guess this franchise has more fans than any of us realize. A Good Boys held on to the second spot with another $11.8 million. The Christian drama Overcomer had a very strong opening in third with $8.2 million. Lion King was fourth with $8.1 million. Hobbs and Shaw rounds out the top five, also with $8.1 million. Meanwhile, Ready or Not opened in sixth place with $7.6 million, but actually came out on Wednesday, so it's made a little over $10 million so far.
Okay.
So that number would have been higher if it had come out on Friday, but they burned some business off Wednesday and Thursday.
With an early release.
Right.
I love your shirt.
Oh, thank you. This is my Forky shirt.
From Toy Story 12.
Why am I here?
Hi, Mike. Thanks, man. We'll see you later in the week, huh?
You have to see the movie to get the trash reference.
You do.
But yeah, see you Friday.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work on somewhat a sleepy Monday. We do have a party coming this weekend.
Grab your cowboy boots and hat there, Thomas.
Or your wine glasses and your cowboy hat.
Or your beer glasses and your cowboy boots and your cowboy hat.
Big and Rich coming to Spyglass.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We will take caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line to get yourself some VIP passes to Big and Rich. That's coming up this weekend at Spyglass Ridge Winery. Beverages.
Food
from Honor Roll.
And VIP seating.
That's right. It could all be yours if you're caller 4 right now. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX, this is caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line. Who's this?
This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Elysburg.
All right, you ready to go see Big and Rich?
I am.
You got to talk like this when you say Big and Rich.
Yeah, well, I like that part about I want to be a cowboy.
There you go. Well, you're on your way to Spyglass.
Woo-hoo!
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. You're on your way to work, and you've finally figured it out that posting stuff that's really stupid on social media could probably affect your career.
It could also get you in a lot of legal trouble.
That's right.
As evidenced by licking ice cream in Walmart.
That guy.
Well, let's not start that again.
No. But in case you are on the way to work today and you still post really dumb things, don't. According to a new survey, 82% of people have privacy settings to some extent on their social media accounts to hide stuff that might affect their current job, like maybe even getting fired, like pictures or comments.
Ooh.
Status updates about their personal life.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like when you call in sick and then you post from the water park.
Yeah, probably should refrain from that.
That same day.
Or they need your help at work. You need to work a little overtime, but there you are at Target picking out stuff.
Hey.
Oh.
Oopsie.
That's just a big
oopsie. Oh, I'm so sorry. I have an appointment on a Friday night.
Yeah, exactly.
At 7 p.m.? I don't think so.
Then there are people that post their political views. without really realizing who their boss is.
Never a good idea.
Yeah, no.
Never a good idea. If the boss loves said party and you're in said other party, you should probably shut up.
Today's the perfect day to talk about this because today is everything I love about social media. National Dog Day.
That's right.
All exactly. I want to see is pictures of puppies and babies.
You know, is there a boss at work, though, that really hates dogs or babies? That could be tricky.
Oh, that is possible.
Yeah, but most people love dogs and babies.
Our boss likes dogs.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's true.
And babies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He likes all the above.
Mm-hmm. I did work for a general manager in radio who hated babies.
What?
Oh.
Hated children.
Really?
That's awkward.
Oh.
She didn't have it, and she just didn't like kids. Like, if you had to bring your kid into the radio station, is that kid going to be here long?
Oh.
Oh.
It's like, wow.
I don't have any kiddos yet, but I love children. I don't know.
Anyway, the survey also shows 50% of people don't think companies should be allowed to look at people's social media before or during the hire. Why not?
Nothing's private.
No. Why would 50% of us think that that's off limits, like an invasion of privacy? It's not private.
No, you put it on social media.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Nothing is truly private. Even if you have those privacy settings, there's always a way.
There's always a loophole.
Yes.
And 1/3 of us do not connect with coworkers on social media.
Oh.
That's probably not a bad idea.
Yeah. Is now an appropriate time to tell you that I have you blocked?
Oh, yes. Sure, why not? True story. I remember seeing one of my daughter's kindergarten teachers mm-hmm. on social media.
Uh-oh.
Doing something quite inappropriate.
Whoa.
Ew.
And I was like, wow, doesn't this person realize that they're a school teacher?
Yeah, in education majors, people are always advised not to put anything mm-hmm. questionable on social media because if they interview you, certain schools interview you, you can get busted for that.
There you go. My sister in upstate New York is not allowed to have social
media. There are a lot of rules like that.
Not allowed.
In early and then primary and high school education.
And
college is different, but...
They told her, when they hired her, they asked her, they said, if you have any social media, you have to disconnect it. She said, I don't have any. And they said, good, because others have applied for jobs here and said it's their right as an American to have social media. And
oh,
their
boy.
Answer was, you're absolutely right, so go work somewhere else.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. So, hey, be careful at work today. Okay, maybe what you did on the weekend does not need to be seen by your boss.
Yeah.
No, it does not.
94KX, Tom and Laura, in the morning on National Dog Day. Do we have anything new? People are loving posting pictures of their pooches.
Oh my goodness. All of the pictures and comments have been so wonderful. There's like close to 70 different pictures on there now with comments and people basically saying like, here's my baby. Oh, here's another one snuggling. Here's my two buddies. Here's my best friend. It's just wonderful.
Who's the dog laying with the cows? That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. He was hanging out with all of his friends.
Now, is he working? Yeah, he's probably a working dog. He's
Buddy. His name is Buddy.
Oh, wow.
Our dog Buddy enjoying his friends. And he was laying down with the cows.
So they can go to our social media and not only post a picture of their dog, but look at everybody else's.
Yes. Go ahead and enjoy and scroll through some of these comments. And the pictures are just awesome. Makes me smile.
We love doing social media with Tom and Laura in the morning. We also love Try It Tuesdays. Coming up tomorrow, vote for your favorite new flavor of M&Ms.
That's right. I have 3 of the 4 to bring in. I believe there are 4 that you can try and vote on. Or are there only 3?
Yeah, I think you got them all.
Oh, okay.
Because it says vote for Mexican jalapeno.
Yes, I do have that one for tomorrow.
Thai coconut.
Got that one as well.
And English toffee.
Oh, no, I have the hazelnut cream.
Hmm.
Oh,
does it have a vote sticker on it?
It does.
Wow, there's only 3 posted here. Interesting.
Oh, okay, I'll have to go find the English toffee. I didn't see that one.
And we will, do I have to taste all 3 of them?
Yes, you do.
I have to eat a jalapeno pepper
M&M. Yes, you do.
What if I puke live on the air? Would that be entertaining for everyone?
Pretty much every other Try It Tuesday, and it's yet to happen.
Well, there's the first time for everything.
You'll be okay.
Try It Tuesday. Tuesday mornings, of course, with Tom and Laura and Facebook Live. So you get to see me gag.
And puke.
Yum. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, wrapping up. Hey, look who just came in the room. The Little League World Series guy.
Sean Carey.
Hi, everybody. Hello, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. Wonderful. Baseball, mm-hmm. Little League's over.
I know.
It's done.
How did
Louisiana. How about Louisiana knocking out?
Great run.
Yeah, knocking out Curacao. First ever world title for Louisiana.
That's very cool. How did it feel for you to be stadium announcer?
It was really cool. Yeah. It was really cool. And the microphone was connected to my headset. Okay. I mean, I'm filling time in because it's been, first time we're kind of really getting into it since you came back from vacay. But, it was a lot of fun. I mean, there's people down the field and it's, okay, now it's time to read the starting lineups. Okay, now it's time to read the anthem. So yep. Far cry of what you get at your hometown little league press box where you pretty much there.
Now batting little Billy.
And a megaphone.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, let me put my iPhone up to the megaphone so everybody can hear the anthem out in the center field. Yeah.
Our very own Sarah Lauver sung the national anthem.
Yes. Did a great job.
Killed
too.
It.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we knew she would. Come on. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. She's a professional.
Yeah.
She is a professional. That's just,
but still, when you're, it's a smaller stadium compared to other stadiums that she's been in, and there was at least 30,000 people there yesterday.
Yeah, international audience, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and Mike Mussina in the booth yesterday for a while. That was interesting.
Throughout the ceremonial first pitch, no-brainer since he was just, inducted into the Hall of Fame about a month or so ago. Yeah. Local guy. So
pretty cool the way he talked about growing up in that area during the Little League World Series, what it was like.
I mean, we're from here. We shouldn't take it for granted, but people all over around the world, it's like, they live for that, 10-plus days and all that great baseball.
So here I was yesterday, flipping between the Little League World Series and Southern Columbia's football game. I was in heaven.
How about those guys crushing it down in South Carolina?
We talked about it earlier, how I said to Tom that on my social media there were people posting that were like, I'm watching Central Pennsylvania football in Montana. It's on TV. So cool that the Tigers got to do that on a national level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so people all over the country were watching our very own SoCo
dominate.
And Little League's going to expand the tournament.
Yes, I heard
so
that.
2021. Who knows? Yeah. Maybe that'll increase my chances of heading back. So we'll see.
I think it will.
So. Yeah.
We'll see.
Sean Carey's on the way next. Have a good day, everybody.
See you guys.